distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. The last two decades were prodigious in great changes, causing deep political, economic and social transformations. These 20 years long resulted in a clear and effective improvement in the struggle against hunger and malnutrition worldwide. However, this process has been slow, uneven and unacceptably incomplete. Nowadays, 805 million people are still in situation of hunger or malnourished. It is not acceptable or correct that in our days societies and the governments forget or minimize the importance of this problem. The world demands a strategy, the society claims for actions, and the governments must implement policies. Hunger and malnutrition causes less human immunity, harms the physical and the mental development, and also reduce well-being and life quality of world's population. All these factors present high consequences, not only in public health or food safety, but mainly in the economy and most specifically in the society. So, it's essential to the access to food meets the nutritional necessities of the populations, and it is crucial to set strategies based not only on common will, but also using efficiently all the available resources. Portugal had always been and still is highly concerned with this subject. Ladies and gentlemen, in fact, the Portuguese government had established and is fulfilling an agriculture and agri-food development strategy that is clearly directed to ensure food safety and food security to our population. As so, Portugal wants and is on its way to achieve food self-sufficiency in value by 2020. The vision and the will to be self-sufficient in 2020 made the Portuguese government set policies and, in addition, a number of initiatives and actions to ensure decent, safe, adapted and nutritional balanced nourishment to all. We must state, more than a right, food and a fair nutrition should be an universal reality. To fulfill this important aim, Portugal intervened at different levels, from the production to the commercialization, including education and regulation. A particular and careful concern was devoted to family-based agriculture by the promotion of adapted productions to our local resources and to climatic changes, the use of local and endogenous resources, the support to the renewal and to the fixation of farmers, and by the investment in training and research. Furthermore, the Portuguese government is creating the suitable conditions to establish short food circuits and local markets, a step that will facilitate the actions of local farmers. On the other hand, for a better and higher equity of the value distribution along the food chain, we promoted the dialogue among all the food chain partners in order to regulate and increase market transparency. This year, following the joint recommendation of the Portuguese-speaking countries organization, CPLP, Portugal also created the Food Safety Commission with the objective of discussing the food safety-related issues. Maintaining history and tradition, Portugal cooperates also with other nations. In this perspective, a number of agriculture and agri-food projects and memorandums with different countries were established, with special emphasis to the Portuguese-speaking ones. This shows our commitment and willingness to cooperate with other nations in order to develop agriculture, improve life quality, fight hunger, and create a new and fair society. Ladies and gentlemen, food waste is an unacceptable problem of our economically developed societies. While many are hungry and experience major food shortages, massive amounts of food are wasted. In Portugal, this is also a problem to be solved. Although the food waste is minor to the registered in other developed countries, the level of food waste is always too high. This is truly unacceptable and therefore is our responsibility to act and fight this problem. we took action. Last month, the Portuguese government, along with other food chain stakeholders, undertook a common project aiming to reduce food losses through an engaged, organized, structured and coordinated way. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, we know that there are no easy and quick solutions, but our will, together with the support of all the actors in the food chain, is a strong guarantee for the success of this national strategy. This is a certainty, not only mine, but for all the Portuguese, that we are on the right direction. We know that Portugal is not alone in this path. Our will and desire, and also our confidence, is that working together we can reduce food waste, fight hunger, and build a more just, equal and developed society. Thank you all.